So yes, our eyes are closing. And therefore we have entered the shrine and we are together. I'm gonna be repeating this so much, I think, these coming times. I just feel it. I feel we need to come together, obviously, right? In the heart or in presence or in friendship. Definitely in peace. And what I mean by in peace at this moment is in a space where experience is welcomed. So the body mind doesn't have to feel peaceful. The world obviously isn't peaceful, but the space that we share is peace itself. And it's not a space, a physical space, and it's not because we gather that this peace appears. It's our essential home, this peace. It's what we are, in fact, but when we knowingly create a space, physical space, virtual in this case, but nevertheless physical, when we gather like this, I feel, and I'm sure, I hope, I don't, can't be sure, I hope you share my feeling that we are doing something. We are evoking something, resonating with something. We are praying together. So just allowing your experience moment by moment to be exactly as it is. And it's an offering to our invisible altar. Nothing needs to be 1 millimeter different than it is. And when we gather in the shrine, we're in the now. So as you welcome your thoughts and feelings, you gather them, you welcome them in the now. Therefore, they don't need to refer to the past. They don't need to be connected to an event in the past. And therefore, maybe they're easier to welcome, you know? They're just this feeling right now, simple, this tension, this unpleasantness. This heaviness in the heart. might not just be heaviness and unpleasantness, it may be pleasant. But I think I'm naming the unpleasant ones because they're the ones that we tend to sort of get busy with, trying to understand why and where did it come from and how can I get rid of it, basically. Or how can I change it into something more acceptable? But in the shrine, we're holding hands to give ourselves the courage that initially is needed. It's not needed for too long, because at some point we discover that welcoming experience in the now is so full of heart. It's such a loving activity, so there's no need for courage at some point. But to begin with, because we forgot, we're sort of holding hands, making a circle. Or the hands of our hearts. So don't feel you have to visualize each one of us holding hands, but we're just sort of bringing our hearts together. And then just, yes, welcoming the breath. The temperature, the tingling of the body, the sound of Ellen's voice. Feeling that every item of experience, in fact, belongs to the seamless dance of creation. You can allow your experience in its totality. You don't have to itemize. Sound of the birds, maybe. Connected to the sound of this voice, connected to the sensation of the body, connected to the thoughts, don't feel you have to draw lines around little islands of experience. Be open to the possibility that it's a miracle, it's a sort of mystery miracle, this unfolding of experience. It's all pouring out. As a co-creation in the moment. You can trust it. Feel your bodies. Be open to your body being part of this totality. Body's not disconnected from the earth or from the space beyond it. Just be open to innocently feel that. Where your hands are resting on your lap or on your cushion, just let the sensation be friendly with whatever it comes into contact with. And just hover around this experience called the body, willing to experience it fresh without any reference to concepts or image. Don't visualize your body, just tasting this amazing intensity. And then beyond the so-called body, because there isn't a separation between a physical body and then the earth and the space, even with the sound of Ellen's voice, it's all commingling. And feel that you don't live in a physical body at this moment. In the shrine, you magically know that it's the other way around, that this dance of body, earth, space, sounds, birds, breath, tension, relaxation, you name it. It's all your body. That's your body. And you don't have to take residence in one little area of it. Another way to feel it, if it's easier, is to say, I don't live in the body lives in me. And I am this borderless openness. And then let's give attention to the habitual body, which no doubt is here, mine is here. I can feel the burden of this body that has to be the shell for the separate consciousness, for the separate self. So say hello to your burdened body. Acknowledging, we can acknowledge the suffering in the body. It's not nothing. The suffering of separation. Just take the time that you want to sort of caress this body of suffering with your loving. Presence, saying hello to the shoulders, the sensation of the shoulders, really welcome, there's a lot going on there, just welcome the feeling in the shoulders. Again, don't see the shoulders, just the raw sort of dense feeling in that area. Say hi, thank you. Feel your shoulders maybe drop a bit through your arms, through your hands, into the porous earth, not the solid, dense earth. Then maybe move to your pelvis, your hips, your lower abdomen, and just feel the burden there of holding myself as a weighted body, not surrendering to gravity, because it's threatening if I let go into gravity. Feel that habit. It might be a sensation of grasping in the hips, a tightness in the perineum or in the place where the breath is felt. And again, we don't judge. You don't want anything. It's like we're approaching an unhappy child. Hello. Just feel maybe the weight of your pelvis. Hello. You can let go. You can let go. Your hips. Your legs. Your knees and your feet. Just not imposing anything, but just caressing. The reason you can let go, you whisper to the bodily sensation that is holding, is because you're held. You're not isolated, you're part of a totality. You can let go. You can return to the seamless family of experience. Feel your face. Really go there, feel the suffering basically, because the suffering will draw you. It wants your love, so just go where you're drawn in your face area. I mean, suffering may be a bit of a heavy word, so maybe you go towards the tension, the unpleasantness. But maybe the suffering, maybe there's a sadness in the throat or in the jaw. You just listen. Listen to the story of the suffering body. The listening is the caressing. There's nothing that needs to happen. Hello. Hello, eyes. Hello, forehead. Hello, shoulders again. I know. Keeps suggesting to whatever you are touching with your loving or kind listening. Keep suggesting. Look. Look what surrounds you. Not visually, but tactily, sensually. Feel. Look, feel. You say to the tension. Look, feel. All around, it's sweet. It's open. You can relax. You can let go. I promise. You don't impose, and the mind will go, yeah, it's not working. This ain't working. This is boring. I don't know. My mind isn't doing that, but sometimes the mind can be restless, and so then what? So then I would suggest tracing a little pathway from the thoughts. This is boring, this doesn't work, just go from the thoughts into the body, into the feeling of thinkingness. Somewhere in the head area, probably. It's a real habit to think as a way of resisting what is. So you just dig a little pathway from the thoughts back into the body, wherever it takes you. and then you're with a raw sensation, and then you take that sensation in your arms. And you place it in the openness, maybe, or you give it to Ellen's voice, because her voice is probably quite gentle, and maybe that helps, or maybe the songs, the bird song. It can't be a war battle, a war field, a battlefield. The place of meditation. And often it is a subtle battlefield. You see, in meditation, we're coming after the battle is over. And we're tending to the wounded ones. And we're reconnecting with the peace that comes after the storm. Or maybe it's not right to say it that way. It didn't come after the storm, but it was obscured by the storm. Feel your whole body, your whole suffering body, as one global sensation. See that it's not just suffering, the body, that it's also a body that is alive, that is I don't know what the word is. Open, maybe. So one global cloud-like body with little pockets of little wounds, and we let them be. Slowly just feel your spine elongating. Maybe you push the top of the head towards the ceiling. Very gently. Reminding the torso, reminding the feeling of the body that there's a sort of neutral verticality, a sort of alignment that can be found. For the spine, just see, maybe the poise of the head shifts a bit. The chin might come down. That's what's happening in my case. The back of the neck lengthening. Do it from the inside. And be very gentle with the wounds. And also feel the breath. The breath is like the nurse coming gently with her care. The in-breath, it's caring. And the out-breath, it's maybe the cleansing. And as the spine lengthens, just naturally feel that the arms and the legs are flowing downward. That's their natural tendency. Just see if they would like to. Feel first your arms from the shoulders. sort of flowing downwards through the elbows, through the wrists, through the deltas of the palms, and into the ocean beyond. And then feel your legs from the hips. Don't see them, feel them, and let them go. They might penetrate into the earth, through the hips, down the thighs, and the knees, the calves, the ankles, the feet. Hanging down, your arms and your legs vertically down. Because the earth isn't hard. That's just a thought. But make sure you don't impose anything on the wound. Which is, I don't exactly know what I mean by that, but maybe we know what we mean by that a bit. And now feel the edges of the body, where the temperature and the skin create a sensation, or where the clothes, the texture of your clothes touch the skin and create a textured sensation. Just feel the body's border, just in one go. And send the message to that border sensation. You are not a hard line. You're just like champagne bubbles. So be champagne bubbles, fuzzy, fuzzy, fuzzy. Let the borders of the body be not shut. I don't have borders, I am borderless. Say that, just say that to yourself. I am borderless. I am fearless. I, presence, am fearless. Feel that, try to feel that. It will excavate the fear. Let the fear surface. Feel high fear. You are surfacing in fearlessness. Let's explore movement a little bit, just because bodies like to move, at least mine does. First, just let your body move however it would like right this moment, having been perhaps a bit still, without opening your eyes and without directing the movement. See, just letting the spine, the head, the neck, the breath, the shoulders, just see what happens, the wriggles, the stretching. Make sure you allow your spine to be as flexible as it is. And now very, very gently let the body come back to stillness, but don't do it. Let the sensation dissolve back to a place of transparency. Don't live in the head, so let the head dissolve in you. Can I empty the weight a little bit more of the shoulders, of the legs, of the jaw, the eyes? Now slowly the torso turning towards the left side, very gentle. Don't do it. Maybe the hands on top of each other, tactile, sensual. And the head turns towards the right, just the head, like a helium balloon, smooth. Don't do it, don't live in the head. It ripples through you. Empty the shoulders, empty the whole posture. Surrendering it. Not wanting to get rid of any wounding. Let the wounds sing their song. The head comes back slowly. It's a sensation, it's not a head. No reason, just tasting. Slow. So lazy. Not lazy, but so into every micro millimeter of this flow. Now slowly the whole torso, the sensation floating towards the right. You're the openness, it ripples through you. Forever. Slowly the hands touch, one hand, other hand, resting, weight, shoulders, surrendering, top of the head towards the ceiling. Breath, feel the whole posture. Sensation of the head. It's like there's almost nothing there. Turning towards the left, slow. Be the open space. Welcome the tiny tendencies to anticipate, to resist, to manipulate. Don't judge it, just welcome it. It's like a fish of separation caught in your net that you can then release back into the openness. The head comes back. It's not a head. These words don't mean anything. Smooth ripple. Don't feel that all the little tensions that bubble up are a sign that the yoga is not working, quite the opposite. It's like you're very gently squeezing, lovingly squeezing tension out of the body. Now slowly the torso back towards the center. Yes. Let everything come back to transparency. How does the head want to be? Slowly we do neck rolls. Again, forget the word, don't visualize, just the ripple in openness. Nobody doing it. Cosmic event. Take time so you can catch the doer in your net. What is the doer made of? As you evoke this movement free of a doer. Yes, the direction changes. Nobody doing it. Catch the doer. Allowing yourself to feel the absence of a doer. And now the head sensation coming back, disappearing. Let it disappear. Back to transparency. Perfect stillness. Borderless body. Weightless body. Empty it in all directions. Hello, body. Rounding the spine, let the spine collapse. Slowly, it's like a melting. Again, don't see the back, just the sensation. The breath. Let it go completely, hanging your skeleton down. Not hanging it down, rounding it down. Even a little shake, you can shake a little bit side to side as if you were emptying the articulations of the shoulders, shaking the hips, breathing freely, shaking each vertebrae. And then let the body come back to stillness. Feel the breath. The belly. Is your belly free? Is it allowed to move with the in-breath? And now just spontaneous and slow, there's a flame of energy rising up from the pubic bone. And it's going to elongate the spine. So there's no need to do it. Just allow it. Very gradual. It's an unfolding of the spine. The belly kissing the space in front. Then it's the rib cage, the heart area. It's very sensual. The throat, the face. Maybe a little arching between the shoulder blades, your elbows drawing back a little bit, just a little bit. Your hands undefended, open your palms, open your face. And then coming back, the spine, the torso to a neutral position, don't do it. Let it happen, very subtle. So much to feel with this body, so much exquisitely, sometimes tender, sometimes suffering layers. But suffering is just a word. As soon as the layer is allowed, it's no longer suffering, it's mingling with love, so it can no longer be suffering. Suffering is the absence of love. Again, let the spine collapse. Even more sort of like lava, like a substance that's heavy and thick. Your head too, your shoulders, your mouth. You let your face drop. Your lips, your breath is helping. Your eyes, they can just pop out of the eye sockets. And again, that shaking with the breath, shaking the head a bit side to side, your shoulders, your hips, Your rib cage, blah, 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 your tongue. Blah, 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 blah. See what wants to shake it with your rounded spine. As if you were in an earthquake, so the body's been shaken. There's no need to do it. And then it comes back to gradual stillness, everything still. Don't wrap the body back up, though. Let it ripple out into the openness. Hello, body. Body of sensations, body of energy, body of emotion. And again, the pubic bone, the flame, the little flame, beginning to rise up at the root of the torso. Try not to do it, allow it. Very gentle, slow. It's a sensation licking the space in front. There's no limits to how intimate the feeling can be with the open space in front. It's friendly, it's welcoming, and then a little bit of an arch between the shoulder blades as you draw your elbows back. And open your palms to the ceiling. Yes, and then everything back to neutral. Neutral is not the word. Everything back to peace. Take your forearms off your lap and just very slowly draw circles with your wrists. Make them, first of all, as big and as stretchy as you want. Say hello to your hands. Wriggle your fingers. Open your palms towards the ceiling. Stretch your hands, sort of your fingers back so that you're sort of stretching your wrists and whatever feels good. Maybe now closing your fists and open your hands. Close, open as fast as you can. Open, close, open, close, open. Welcome the discomfort. Yes, and stop. Shake. Shake your hands. Shake, shake, shake. And then just let your hands rest back down on your lap, palms open. Feel your palms. Cupping openness in your palms. Space between the fingers, tingling of the fingertips. And now turn your hands, your palms to face downward. Feel the touch of your fingers on your lap, on the cushion. Just innocent, we're not doing anything fancy. Hands and heart very connected. And now, slowly from the hands, the arms drawing into the space in front and lifting off, airborne arms floating into the space in front. With the hands, heart as the instigator, long arms resting on the horizontal, palms facing each other. Feel the space between the palms and carry that space all the way up to the ceilings. Ball of energy that is lifting up to the ceiling. No effort, no weight, easy. If the shoulders are complaining, you just love them. Tell them it's okay, no worries, no worries. Long arms touching the ceiling with the tips of the fingers. Make sure the head is like a helium balloon. It's poised on top of the spine. It's not really involved. Empty the shoulders. Open the elbows. Open the wrists. Long inhale, long exhale. And slowly let the arms open up right and left as they come down, very slowly, so that they can graze the walls, so that the shoulders can discover something new. Don't visualize arms, an arc of sensation coming down, down, down. The spine is going up, down with the arm. And let them dissolve wherever your arms want to rest, on your lap, your hands maybe coming together. Just let the arms melt. They're singing, your arms. Now feel your torso. And feel the space in front of the torso is just inviting the torso. So it's the torso now that is moving into the space in front. You might want to move away from your computer, unless you want to fall into your computer. And your hands, I don't know if you're sitting on a chair, you have to adapt this movement. The hands can be supporting the torso as it moves into the space in front. And don't go too far. If you've gone too far, come back and feel there's a big cushion of air supporting the torso. It's resting on this big cushion of air that is very slowly deflating. Only tiny bit at a time and always supporting the torso. Breathing. Don't do it. Don't be too involved with it. Just rather taste it. The cushion of air is taking care of the torso. At some point, it stops deflating, the cushion of air. And the torso is just resting there. And it makes sure the torso is lengthening, not collapsing. Well, if you want, maybe it's too late. That's okay. And now, very gently, slowly, the cushion of air lovingly is re-inflating. And it's pushing the torso back up. Easy. Make sure the hips can be open all the way. Yes. And then your arms are just traveling to the back of the body very intelligently. Your hands are resting in the back of the body, thumbs towards your torso. And then the torso can lean back into your hands, and you can open the front of the torso to the ceiling. With your head up to the ceiling, just arching as much as feels right. Long inhale, long exhale. And then it all comes back, and you don't do it. It's just natural, organic. The hands, the torso, the spine, the head, the shoulders, the face, all folds back into openness. Hello, body. Maybe the body is a bit more transparent now. A bit more happy. Maybe not. It doesn't matter, but happy in the sense that it's reconnected with its true habitat. Now feel a cushion of air on the left side of the body. And it's a big rounded cushion of air, so you can lean the torso a bit to the left. It's supported. Leaning, leaning. It's a round cushion, so you can sort of curve the left side of your waistline around this cushion. And then stop as soon as there's a tension, or you just stop right before anything dangerous happens. Make sure your head can rest on the cushion too, the left side of your head. That's it. Long inhale, long exhale. The right side of the waist is sort of arcing too and stretching, and you can drop your right shoulder. And slowly the cushion of air inflating, pushing the torso back. And there's another cushion on the other side, ready to receive the body. So you can just sort of, ooh, here it goes. Just leaning the right side of the body into this round cushion. Just a little bit. Make sure that no compensation on the left side. There's an empty left hip, a lefty empty left shoulder. Like drooping the whole right side of the body into the cushion, and now it's inflating again. Pushing the torso back up. You don't have to do anything. You're just tasting, eating these sensations. Yes. Long inhale, long exhale. When the breath wants to free up, let it. And I'll just see if there's movement that happens naturally, in either sitting or even standing if you want. Just allow the body to express somehow whatever wants to be expressed moment by moment just now. Might be very surprising. Nobody's looking. Just each one of our dances is offered to the altar like a prayer to the openness. Trusting your hands and your emotions and the relationship between the two, which is quite mysterious. Don't be shy to stand up if you want, if you have the space. And also including the head. The head doesn't have to stay fixed. And include the space all around as if it were moving the body. And the earth underneath as if she was pushing and drawing the body back. And pulsating through the body, maybe with rhythm, who knows? It doesn't have to be slow, it doesn't have to be pretty. Just let it go now, let it be free. Let it take you. If there's sounds, you let the sounds come. Don't worry about preserving a quality of transparency. There might be some real substance here, some real embodied movement. Trust your hands. All the archetypal movements will come when they're allowed, like tapping and opening and contracting and reaching and praying with the body, basically. Yes. Let this body be moved in a very yummy substance, very sensual. Skin of the face, the hair, touch of your clothes. And very gently let your hands, as the body comes back towards stillness, let your hands, your two hands, come into marking some gesture. Don't do it. See how it happens. Very simple, just see what happens. Two hands marking a gesture. Which may connect with the rest of the body. Or with the space or the earth. And when it's settled, you pause, perfect stillness, feel the totality of the moment. Connect the posture gesture with the surrounding. And then maybe there's another movement into another gesture. And pause. And offer it to the space all around. And then very gently let everything dissolve, everything, the hands dissolve back, everything coming back to the peace. Let the body go back to its true abode of openness. Just feel the breath. And just very gently lengthen the breath. Smooth, even, and gently lengthening the breath. Without disturbing the peace. Just following this lengthened breath and honoring the pause at the top. At the bottom, letting the breath arrive out of nowhere You don't have to pull it. Just follow it. Give it a long pathway and just follow it. And the out breath, no pushing, just following like a surfer along the pathway. The openness, you see, you're not the breather, the located breather, you're just the openness out of which this breath appears effortlessly. Now don't manipulate the breath anymore, just let the breath free. Don't do anything. Just abiding together. In the one. Thank you very much for coming, everyone. Thank you, Ambra. Feel free to unmute yourselves, and if you want to say something, or no obligation. Woohoo! Who was that? I wonder.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Sorry, Wolfgang, I can't hear you.
Thank you, Alan, for this nice lesson, and goodbye to everybody.
Thank you, Wolfgang. Take care.
Peace to the world.
Yes, thank you, Helga. Thank you, Hugh. Take care. Hi, Sujata. I haven't seen you. Hi, nice to see you. All the way in Delhi. No, in Delhi? No, in Goa.
Excellent.
Okay.
Thanks very much.
You're welcome, Pat. Nice to see you.
Yeah.
Thank you, Ellen. Bye.
Bye, Sarah. Take care. I'll be in touch.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Hilka.
Bye.
Bye, Christine. Bye-bye. Bye, everyone. Bye-bye, Sujata. Bye, Stephanie. Bye, Jen Marie. Have a nice day. Bye, Vasna. Bye-bye. Bye, Franziska. And Krista. I don't know if Krista, is that how bye-bye? And Slajana and Andrei. Can't see you, but have a lovely day, I hope. Bye, Slajana. Thank you. Okay. Take care.